Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm here in San Diego. I mean, I surf, I'm active, you know, I'm an ex-college athlete. Well, I decided, you know, I'm going to try that Balance of Nature. Let's just see what happens. Like after about a month and a half, man, what a difference. That sold me right there. That's when I was like, you know, this stuff's working, so I'm going to stick with it. And so I've been sticking with it ever since, and it's definitely helped, and I definitely feel good. Seems like to be the real deal.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you're like me, you work hard for your money, so you want to make sure your money is safe when you put it in your bank account. But is it really safe? Today, we not only have to worry about bank failures, but also about losing our freedom and privacy with the push for the digital dollar that would allow the government to tell us what we can and cannot buy with even our own money. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get the Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available now to my listeners free of charge. In it, you will learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America at 800-289-2646 to get this free report, or just go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. I was surprised by what banks are required to do for the government. Call or text 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow. That's swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer, I want.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough. I've got a special report just for you from my friends at Swiss America, and it's free. Go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to get it now. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Coming up on today's weekending edition, we've got some good reaction to what happened last night in the bizarro world that was the well of the United States Senate. Here to comment on today's show, Bethany Mandel, Lee Heskin of Dean Heskin, rather, of SwissAmerica.com, and also Governor Mike Huckabee. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Yeah, he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, boy, did you see that last night? I was not able to actually watch it because I was attending a dinner in the city, and it there was a company that launched on NASDAQ yesterday, and they invited me to celebrate with them as they were celebrating their IPO, a domestic oil drilling company of all things, heaven forbid. And we had a great time, but as I got in the car and headed towards my home, I flipped on Salem News Channel on my app on the phone, and it was playing through the car. And all I heard was this angry, bitterly angry man yelling at the people of the United States of America as though we had in some way offended him in some regard. And I don't understand exactly fully what that was, but it did not sound like a State of the Union. And I say this as someone who has watched them faithfully every year since I started following politics, the second term of Ronald Reagan. Here to discuss is Governor Mike Huckabee, who I'm sure had his own unique reaction. Governor, I remember the Seventh Realm of Hell speech that Biden gave in front of Independence Hall with the red, the spooky red, blood red background. This topped him last night.
Well, it really did. I mean, he didn't have the red background. It looked like it was presented in front of a satanic temple, but it was very close. I mean, I enjoyed a Twitter storm last night just reacting to it. But my initial reaction throughout the whole thing was, man, I wish for the first time in my life that instead of watching someone scream at me for over an hour, I'd just gotten on the phone with someone wanting to sell me an extended car warranty. That would have been more pleasant. It was painful to see the president of the United States, this man that the Liz Cheney's of the world said could bring us together and save democracy. And here he was basically insulting half of America by screaming like a howling dog at the moon and not making a whole lot of sense. It really was unfortunate.
So
I know that people are saying, oh, what a fiery speech. He's alive. He's back. You know, he was able to go the distance. The fact that a man stood up there and screamed, reading hurriedly and kind of slurring through his teleprompter, I'm not sure I'd be real proud of that.
Well, so that brings me to the question that I think is the more interesting one than analyzing anything he said last night, because about 90% of it was just flat out false, and the rest was in the demeanor. But I was asked this earlier today, and I think it comes down in my mind that he's either desperate, and this is a flailing attempt at showing that he has life in him, or he's arrogant because they've got the system fixed and it doesn't matter how he acts and he doesn't have to be the nice guy from Delaware anymore. He can just be the radical that he's always been, you know, the wolf in sheep's clothing kind of thing. Which do you think it is? Is it hubris or desperation?
I think a lot of it is hubris. And I do believe that we're looking at something that is like out of the movie El Cid, where he's been placed on the horse. He's not really functioning, and El Cid, the warrior, was dead, but they put him up on the horse and tied him there so that they could march him down the beach and make the troops think that he was in charge. And that's kind of what I was thinking last night. I'm thinking this guy is not in command of the issues. It's pretty apparent that I don't know what he's angry at. He's president, for gosh sake. And rather than focus on a vision for America, he brought up, as he called him, his predecessor 13 times, blaming him for pretty much everything, never taking any responsibility for a broken border, for a world on fire, for an economy that is struggling, and people are now posting receipts of $25 hamburger fries and Coke meals and saying, what happened to the economy?
Right.
I'm just hoping that there were enough Americans who didn't watch MSNBC and hear Rachel Maddow and the others talk about what a great speech it was, that they watched it for themselves and they asked themselves, does this guy truly represent the spirit and attitude of the America that I know and love? You know, when I hear people talk about Donald Trump's personality, I just want to ask him, what in Joe Biden's personality do you really find attractive?
What's so winsome about that? I mean, I would rather have mean tweets than get yelled at for an hour and a half voluntarily by watching my television set. But let me ask you this. He spent the first opening passage all on Ukraine. And I couldn't help but think that Lake and Riley's parents couldn't care less about Ukraine. And I think that's where we are as a country.
Yeah, and he didn't get her name right. And I know things like that happen. I get that. But it was an added insult to a family that is grieving over the loss of their daughter. Because
it's kind of a microcosm of his entire presidency. Like he misses the point for all the other stuff that he has to say.
And I want to be very clear, Kevin. I do not agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene's outburst. I think that's inappropriate. I think that there should be a level of decorum for members of the House and Senate, and they should respect the office, even if they don't have much respect for the man or his policies. Having said that, when the gentleman stood up in the balcony, and it turns out that he is the father of one of the 13 who was left to die in Afghanistan, a Marine, he got arrested. And I'm thinking, you know, it's interesting. They arrest him, but there are people that go and scream and protest in the Capitol, all these pro-Palestinian. How many of them got arrested? They were asked to leave. How many of the people burning down buildings in Minneapolis and Portland, how many of them went to jail? I'm not suggesting that him having the outburst was in keeping with the rules of the House. I understand that, but maybe a little kindness and understanding and taking him outside and say, sir, you just can't do that. We know you're upset. But if our son had died and a president basically had no time for you and the family, I'd have been upset too. Have a good day going about your business.
So let me ask you this. I agree with you, and I know that decorum was broken a lot. And when I turned it on, he had already begun the speech. I didn't even get the first part of it in real time. I had to go back and re-listen to that. But I also don't remember in the few dozen that I've watched in my life ever having a president literally taunt the opposing party and thereby the American people that elected them from the well of the Senate. Governor, you ran for president twice. If you held an event and people came and it's your lectern and your podium, you can say whatever you want to them. That is your place. It is a non-sacred, transactional experience that you have with your people that are voting for you. And you can say whatever you want to them at your campaign rally. But when you're in the well of the Senate, this is an official act by the President of the United States. Okay, Governor, no cheap shot here. What's on the Big Huckabee Today show this weekend?
Governor Mike Parson from Missouri is going to be with us. We'll talk about what's going on in that great state and why states are getting things done that the federal government doesn't. And we have a wonderful appearance by the Oak Ridge Boys, who are in their final 50th year tour. They're calling it quits after this group being together 50 years. It's hard to believe that they're going to really retire. But some of the greatest people in the world, and I call them America's band. They just represent the best of who we are, and they're going to be on our show with a very special time with them.
I'm sure it will be. Governor, always appreciate your insights, even on the day after the crazy.
Take care, Kevin.
See you. I'm McCullough, coming right back from New York.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been a clinical psychologist since 1991. I was licensed. And I love being a clinical psychologist because I like helping people. I tell people that Balance of Nature is a wonderful supplement because I truly trust in the product. I feel great. And because I feel great, I'm able to do everything that I want to do. I really love taking Balance of Nature.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Lately, it feels like we are living in a financial war zone, in a fight for our liberties and for our money. Cash has always represented freedom and privacy, but those values are now under threat from a hackable and trackable digital currency and from our own government. Frankly, I was shocked by some of the things banks are required to now do for the government. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get The Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available right now to you free of charge. In it, you'll learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America now at 800-281-2646 and say, I'd like The Secret War on Cash. Or go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. That's 800-281-2646, 800-289-2646, or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon.
I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah. Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
And welcome back, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us from New York, Times Square specifically. And I am glad to welcome back Dean Heskin, CEO of Swiss America, who have been a great partner with us in the first part of this year here at All Things Kevin McCullough. And Dean, the reason I wanted to have you back is my listeners know I'm a huge advocate for precious metals. I have a good chunk of my retirement portfolio invested in just those things. And I heard from the lips of one of the major stock advisors in the country, someone that has spent a lot of time on CNBC and Fox Business and other places, saying that they predict that there will be a 20% correction in the stock market probably before the first half of this year is completed. And I remember when the stock market's gone through 8% and 10% corrections, but a 20% correction would be a seismic shift, would it not?
Oh, it definitely would be. It would hit a lot of people, like you just mentioned, in the retirement accounts. The ramifications that would have just in the financial markets as a whole, Kevin, when you have that kind of a pullback. For a few reasons, and that's where when you start talking numbers like 20%, You know, it's, I wouldn't put a limit on that in so much as that, keep in mind, our stock market has been driven largely for years now by debt, derivatives, people, you know, playing the short side of the market and so on and so forth. So when you start seeing any kind of a pullback, you've got kind of two problems there, depending on what capacity they're referring to. If they're talking about just a pullback based on the fact that investors maybe get a little bit frightened, a little bit worried, and start selling off some of their equities and the market drops due to underperformance or what have you, that's one thing. But then when you have the couple that with people who are now getting margin calls and or what it does to the derivatives, and you have this whipsaw selling, it begs the question, you know, what's going to stop it? Which I can tell you in recent history, what does stop it is that's when, you know, the market puts in their circuit breakers, which freeze or suspends trading. And that's in hopes of getting things to kind of slow down. But you know, it's really interesting and difficult to say, because what we've been seeing in the stock market over the last several months now, in fact, just last month, I believe it was, major player insiders traded or liquidated $11 billion worth of their stocks. And you're talking, you know, like the Walmarts, you're talking like the Bezos, you're talking name brand people who are selling off major positions in their stocks. In addition to that, just a few days ago, Warren Buffett, in his last shareholder letter that he issued to, you know, people that have been with Berkshire Hathaway for whatever period of time, he said, "I cannot remember a period since 1942 that I have not had a majority of my net worth in equities," but that's where he is at right now. So when you start seeing big people and insiders like that making those kind of moves, number one, I'd say it's reason enough for pause. And number two, they probably see something that we may not see, but it's something that we should probably pay close attention to.
Well, that's exactly what went through my head. And so, friends, I just want to encourage you. Swiss America has a couple of things that I would like for you to take advantage of. Let me tell you about the first one. It is their white paper that details the secret war on cash that is being waged by the federal government. And if you consider the fact that the government is working against you and your savings account, basically, and now the stock market is looking wobbly in the knees, and there's reasons for this. We'll get into that a little bit. I want you to at least get this report so that you can arm yourself with information. 1-800-289-2646 is the number. It's completely free for my friends at Swiss America. 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. Also, they're making a special offer for those of you that are, you know, you've never done metals before and you're interested in maybe trying those out. They're offering
Walking Liberty half dollar.
That's it. Walking Liberty half dollars. It's kind of a mouthful, but it is a great silver coin to begin your collection with. And actually, I have with this offer, I actually got several for each of my three children to add to their collections, because I want them to be well equipped down the road as well. You can also ask about that, the walking silver half dollars, when you call 800-289-2646. And just mention Kevin McCullough, That Kevin Show. When you call, they're going to take care of you. 800-289-2646.
Hey, Kevin, if I may interject on that just for one moment. The reason that we put that offer together a few years ago, and we've done it in other arenas as well, if you will, in the 30 plus years that I've been in this business, one of the greatest reluctances I've seen out of people in terms of why they do not get involved in this metals marketplace is it's just unfamiliar to them. You know, we all were born and raised using banks, which, as you have kind of gotten a little bit suspect here recently, we get a retirement plan through our work, which gets us involved in equities. Metals is a very unnatural type step for people, because when I was younger as a child, gold and silver were still kind of in circulation as money. Silver, not gold, but was still in circulation as money. But for the most part, people in today's day and age are really ill familiar with metals. So this offer was intended to get people in at literally a rock bottom cheap price to get familiar with buying metals. And even I would encourage those listeners who maybe even already have metals, contact our company, talk to one of our representatives. There's no obligation for it. That's what, for the 40 plus years we've been in business, what has made our company what it is today is our approach with people has been to educate them first, help them understand the whys of getting into gold, how it works, you know, what the benefit to them is. And then once you are armed or equipped with that knowledge and that information, where you go from there in terms of getting involved or not, at least wise you're doing so from an educated standpoint versus correct, not getting involved with something that you just don't understand or you're not familiar with.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you there, but.
No, that's, and I appreciate that about Swiss America, because it is about the information first. And I will just tell you that this is the perfect doorway to walk through. These walking silver half dollars, walking Liberty half dollars, they are the perfect vehicle to educate yourself and to see. And they are a rock bottom price. You are not going to find these for the price that they're going to be able to offer them in this offer. So call now, 800-289-2646. At least get the secret war on cash, because that's going to be probably the most useful thing that you get for sure when you call. 800-289-2646. I'm going to take a quick break. Come right back with Dean Haskin about the stock market fluctuations and the coming correction. Stay here.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl.
I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon.
I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah. Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Timothy Mahoney uncovers evidence of the true location of Mount Sinai, interviewing modern-day Exodus explorers and scholars.
Once I realized what this site was, I dropped to my knees.
All of the evidence, it's sitting out there for everyone to see.
Inspiring and faith-affirming. Journey to Mount Sinai 2 in theaters only May 15th and 17th. Get tickets today at patternsofevidence.com.
Now, do you know color is vital to your health? Now, I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you're like me, you work hard for your money, so you want to make sure your money is safe when you put it in your bank account. But is it really safe? Today, we not only have to worry about bank failures, but also about losing our freedom and privacy with the push for the digital dollar that would allow the government to tell us what we can and cannot buy with even our own money. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get the Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available now to my listeners free of charge. In it, you will learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America at 800-289-2646 to get this free report, or just go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. I was surprised by what banks are required to do for the government. Call or text 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow. That's swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl.
I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon.
I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah. Ordinary Angels, starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
And we're back from Times Square. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Now, Dean Heskin is the CEO of Swiss America, and Dean, if a major stock advocate that all they talk about is, you know, what stocks they're buying and putting in their portfolio, if they are the ones saying that there's a 20% correction coming to the market, if you don't know the amount of time that you have to work on that, that could be scary. But if you take immediate action, one of the things that metals has always been able to do is serve as a hedge to keep value of your portfolio in place. Explain how that works for people, because if they do get surprised by a 20% correction, and let me just be very specific, they're expecting it specifically in the realms that it's been the hottest in the growth in recent months. So the AI, the electric vehicles, all the stuff, all the companies that you've been hearing about in terms of the really, really big new kids on the block, that's where they expect this this pain to really be felt. People need to take action so that they can protect what they have now. No?
Oh, 100%. And, you know, as you refer or mentioned AI, there are many that would say that 20% pullback that, you know, some of these talking heads and experts are suggesting maybe on the horizon. If not for AI, some would say that fall or that drop in the market would have already begun, because AI has really, by and large, been kind of what the anchor holding up the indices or the average.
It's kind of been a little boogeyman, because
correct,
we're not really sure what AI can deliver yet, and yet the heat around it's been so hot that people have thrown in and they've kind of artificially raised those prices. That
right.
Disillusionment's going to start to set in soon.
Correct. And that's, you know, the key is this, is certainly you or anyone, I don't believe, necessarily hopes that there's a 20% drop in the market. It's just when you look at the factors, the underlying factors that surround the marketplace, it's very difficult to believe, okay, we may be heading for some tough times. You know, especially as we mentioned a little earlier, how you've got Warren Buffett, who is sitting, he is the king of equities, who is sitting in the least amount of equities that he has since the 1940s. That's significant. But you see, And you talk about gold, talk about the drop in the market. The whole key is diversification and balance. What they're talking about with the stock market right now, the converse is true with the gold market. Some of the most conservative estimates for what gold is going to appreciate in the coming year is as much as 20%. That's not Swiss America saying that. That's not Dean Heskin saying that. This is what you'll read in the Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg, CBS Market Watch. Some have even been as aggressive to say it'll go up as high as $3,000 an ounce, and that's versus the $2,000 an ounce it's sitting at today, give or take. So the bottom line is, am I saying, well, gold's going to go up so much, sell the farm and buy gold? Not at all. But have some money in gold. Have some money in equities, have some money in real estate, have some money in cash. Keep yourself financially balanced. That way, look, no one knows for sure what is going to happen and when. But if you have a well-balanced and diversified portfolio, no matter what's happening, it will give you an ability better to weather the storm. Let's just say that 25% drop or 20% drop in the stock market were to occur. And let's say some of these experts are correct and we have a 20 to 30% increase in the price of metals this year. Your worst case scenario, if that math holds true, is they're going to offset one another. But that's where, when you look at some of the problems that we're dealing with right now in the market as a whole, you know, the bottom line is we haven't even talked about what's going on in real estate. Just recently, I don't know if you heard about this or not, Kevin, but a Canadian pension fund sold a Manhattan office tower for $1. $1. they call it a sparking fire sale panic. And that's the thing. Everything that is going on in our economy in today's day and age, they all feed into one another. And you start looking at corporations that are having to sell off major assets like that, the ripple effect, you know, for nothing in effect, the ripple effect that's going to have on our stock market, in our banking system, you know, certainly metals, you go right, you know, the bond market due to debt, et cetera. That's the thing that is really the unknown right now is, you know, what is going to be the trigger that's going to cause it. But again, if you are diversified and you have that balance, that becomes less significant.
Well, that's why it becomes important, friend, to balance out your portfolio, get some protection in there against this correction. I've never advocated that you should be all in on precious metals, but you know that I believe in its ability to kind of anchor your portfolio and make sure that you're hedging those losses. Dean Heskin, CEO of Swiss America, thanks for taking some time out for us. Very grateful for your time.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. Always great to be on your show. Look forward to doing it again soon.
You got it. Kevin McCullough, again, that phone number, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. And just tell them you were listening to Kevin McCullough when you call. I'm right back.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl.
I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been a clinical psychologist since 1991. I was licensed. And I love being a clinical psychologist because I like helping people. I tell people that Balance of Nature is a wonderful supplement because I truly trust in the product. I feel great, and because I feel great, I'm able to do everything that I want to do. I really love taking Balance of Nature.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Lately, it feels like we are living in a financial war zone, in a fight for our liberties and for our money. Cash has always represented freedom and privacy, but those values are now under threat from a hackable and trackable digital currency and from our own government. Frankly, I was shocked by some of the things banks are required to now do for the government. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get The Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available right now to you free of charge. In it, you'll learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America now at 800-281-2646 and say, I'd like The Secret War on Cash. Or go to SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow to register now for this compelling report. That's 800-281-2646, 800-289-2646, or visit SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl.
I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon.
I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, a little bit more of analysis here on Kevin McCullough Radio about last night's State of the Union. Again, when he gave the speech in front of Independence Hall with the blood red cast against the hall and the guards and everyone else, I thought that was the Seventh Realm of Hell speech. Kind of like Mussolini in his prime. Last night, not being able to see the visual completely, to me, there was that element to this. Somebody who did watch it and who can give me her opinion on it is Bethany Mandel, who always joins us on Fridays. Bethany, we talked with Governor Huckabee earlier. Expectations are low for this guy going into it, but this isn't the sweet, kind old man that we were told was going to be the one that was going to bring everybody together, make everybody feel good about being Americans again, right?
No, I mean, my expectations were also very, very low. I was so proud of him for being awake and for mostly stringing together his sentences. And I say that with like some, you know, love. But I also, I had a grandfather who had issues with dementia. And I'm proud of him for pulling this off. I think that whoever owns the like Adderall and all of those generics, like two thumbs up, whatever they infused him with, I want some of it because he just did great. But this like anger that he had, that he was projecting, reminded me very much of my grandfather when he was sort of in the beginning / medium stages of Alzheimer's. He would mask his confusion with anger, and he would be very incensed. And that was how he tried to buffer off any sort of questions about his competency or his ability to grasp what was happening around him. He would project anger as a sort of defense mechanism.
Bethany, you've just described the last year and a half of nearly every press interaction with this guy.
Yes, and that's exactly what I'm seeing. I'm seeing this anger projection as a defense mechanism. And I thought it was smart, honestly, from a strategic standpoint of his speechwriters to write that into his speech. It was very him. But that's a problem. It was good strategically on the part of his speechwriters, but it's a problem that is now his persona, because it wasn't always. And then I think that it's very divisive, and it's a very bad future. But I don't think that we really have a choice as a nation, because we have a commander-in-chief who is dealing with cognitive decline that is extreme.
Well, let me ask you this, because and I have two thoughts on it, and I haven't decided which I come down on yet. Obviously, the speech was written in such a way that was intentional. Obviously, he rehearsed it, you know, the days before. You're familiar with the process, as am I. This is not something he just walks in and, you know, says a few words and departs. This is all planned out to the last paragraph. When you are this angry and this hostile towards your opponent, I mean, there were moments of taunting people from the lectern. It's one thing to have, and I don't like Marjorie Taylor Greene or anybody else speaking out of turn and kind of, you know, accosting him. Other people have done that. They've gotten in trouble for it. But you've never seen the president respond back to that. When Joe Wilson said to Obama, "You lie," Obama came off looking better because he didn't respond. You've had people that have gotten that have lost their decorum, and the president is, because it's not a campaign event, right? If I'm running for office and you're a supporter of mine and I invite you to come hear my speech, I can tell you anything I want. I can be as mean as I want. I can be as nice as I want. I can do whatever I want because it's my campaign. This is a state function. This is something that he is doing. When you think about it, it's the CEO of the company reporting to the board of directors, we the people, what the performance of the organization has been for the last year. And yeah, this was like the angry CEO chewing out the stockholders.
Yep. Yeah, no, that's exactly the right analysis, I think. I was struck by how frequently he interacted with the hecklers.
It's so unpresidential.
It's so unpresidential. I actually, the first time he did it, I was concerned that there was like, you know, something wrong in the gallery. Like there was like a violent situation that should be scary. And then I realized like, oh God, that's so tacky that he's just yelling back at someone. But then also I initially was like horrified that someone within the gallery was screaming. But then when you learn the story that it was a Gold Star father who had lost his son and the president never said anything about it, like that was extremely sympathetic. And when you look at the fact that he was arrested, which I understand that you can't interrupt the State of the Union. There's, you know, but that the protesters who were blocking the motorcade outside, who were like Hamas sympathizers, they weren't arrested.
Right.
It's very, very bad optics.
Yeah, to say the least. I mean, it is reminiscent. If our mutual friend Carol Markowitz was here, she would say it's reminiscent of what authoritarians do in the old Soviet Union. And this is my point. So here's my question. They did all of this on purpose. They allowed him to take this tone and tact. He chose to engage and to taunt the people that opposed him. The nation, which is, you know, some Democrats, some Republicans, and a whole lot of independents that are watching, basically got yelled at for 90 minutes. And my question is it hubris because the Democrats have some sort of system in place and they are so confident that they're going to be able to rig the next election that they're not even going to think about it? Or is it desperation on his part that he knows he's going down in a massive loss and there's no other way to handle it except to flail and try to get the attention going out the door? Which is closer to your perspective, Bethany?
I think it's, I mean, someone said, and I wish I remembered who it was so I could give them credit, but if you turned on MSNBC, you would never know how badly the president was polling. We've never seen numbers like they're like Trump is pulling right now.
Right.
And for him in the speech to still be harping on January 6th and not the state of the nation, which is sort of the point, state of the union, to me was really, really tone deaf. And it indicates that his team are in a bubble.
Having said that, we are grateful for your analysis. Bethany Mandel, always appreciate it.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York. Don't go away.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Color is vital to your health. I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, final few minutes on this Wellness Wednesday. I don't know how well it is for us as a country. You know, it's the election cycle, so I'm doing a little more politics these days than I normally would be doing. I don't think it probably had anything to do with the outcome of Super Tuesday because people were going to the polls voting while this story broke. But I did want to respond to it officially. It was revealed yesterday by multiple news sources that the White House has had flown 320,000 illegal immigrants into the country for the reasons that they might have difficulty entering through the points of entry on the border. Now, I don't even know fully how to interpret that. The laws are that you shouldn't come here unless you have a legitimate claim to come here. And if you're coming as a visitor to tour, you can come and tour and you bring your passport and you have your visa and you stay for the amount of time and then you go back. If you're here on a work assignment, you bring your work visa with you, and when it's over, it's time to go back and your job relocates you back to where you go. That's great. Legal immigration, that's done through an orderly process. But people who are just randomly coming here, claiming asylum with likely seldom a legitimate need for it, because it's something like 9.5 out of every 10 asylum claims are rejected because they're bogus. People are coming here because they just want to come, and they just think that if they just want to come, that that's all there is to it. It's a lot more involved than that. We want you to become an American, but we want you to become an American through the auspices of the laws that we've said this is how you become an American by. But not with this administration. They've already let in 9 million people that have been apprehended at the border. There's another million that have gotten away. And for people that they really thought still wouldn't make it through the process of getting in here illegally, they have flown charter flights, airlifts, if you will, for people to come in. And I think of that in contrast to the people that we left behind in Afghanistan, Americans and those who helped Americans in our war against terrorism. Breaks my heart, friend. Not a super sign of wellness in our country, you could certainly say. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. I am so grateful to have you here. Thank you for joining me. And if you missed out on any part of it, thatkevinshow.com, all the podcasts, all the TV shows, all the radio shows, thatkevinshow.com, thatkevinshow.com, thatkevinshow.com. We'll see you next time.